I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. I love her so much, I wish I could clone her, and he probably gave you your first lady boner. It's Watch What Happens Live with Marie Osmond and Mark Paul Gosselaar now. What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Gia Giudice's 18th birthday with two people who, when it comes to growing up on camera, know all the ingredients for success. My first guest is an icon of the entertainment industry who you've been singing along with for over four decades on TV, Broadway, and a mega successful Vegas residency, which I saw a few months ago and absolutely loved. Please welcome my queen, Marie Osmond, everybody. Like a $1 million bill. And he first made his mark on pop culture history as teen stud muffin Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell. But in his new show, The Passage, he plays a federal agent who might hold the future of the world in his hands. Aw, Mr. Belding would be so proud. Say hi to Mark Paul Gosselaar. Hey, Mark Paul Gosselaar. Great to see you. Have the two of you ever met?
No.
We just did.
And now we're...
Yeah, BFFs.
We decided that we went to the same high school.
Which is?
Television Hard Knocks.
Yes.
Child celebrities.
Yes. Paper Roses High. Over at the bar, we have two people who work with the scariest co-star on Broadway since that time Patti LuPone reamed out an audience for taking pictures from King Kong, currently running at the Broadway Theater. It is Warren Yang and Adisha. Hi, great to see you both. Thanks for coming. Wait, it's Tuesday night. How was the show tonight?
It was great.
Good.
It was hard.
We have some really fun polls coming up, and I want to get started by talking about Below Deck, because tonight one of the charter guests was a little too into Adrian's cooking. Take a look.
This is seafood tagliatelle.
Wow. That was great. Thank you.
Adrian, the way you described it, like, my mouth is like, This is a palate aphrodisiac. Oh my gosh, it's so,
I'm a bit of a hectic chef.
I like that. Adrian.
Wow.
I wanted you to witness like the first bite. That is outstanding.
Oh jeez.
She was a little checkered, as we say. Laura told her chief stew, Kate, that she needs to check herself, and now we need you to check out this clip.
This is enough. There is hundreds of other ways that you could have approached that situation. You need to check yourself. You need to check yourself.
The issue is Laura. She had a temper tantrum. I would like you to give her a gentle reminder of the hierarchy of the boat.
Seriously? I need you to do your job.
Yeah.
I don't need you to have a confrontation with our chief stew.
She let her mouth write a check that her ass couldn't cash.
Okay, Captain Lee, go to WWHL.TV for our first poll. Who needs to check herself more, Kate or Laura? Marie, do you enjoy yachting?
No.
You don't? Is that true?
I don't have time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
you know, honest,
yeah,
that's we've been, true. Yes. No, I actually do enjoy it. I like it. But right. I don't get a lot of time to do that.
Yes. Looks like you guys are saying Laura needs to check herself. I get it. Your questions for Marie Osmond and Mark Paul Gosselaar are pouring in. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, any child of the 90s will tell you that the only thing bigger than Zach Morris's giant cell phone was his heartthrob status. But given the chance, which of his fellow heartthrobs would he have on speed dial? Here's what, Mark Paul, it's time for you to assemble your fantasy heartthrob squad. I'm going to give you pairs of 90s studs. You pick your favorite. Who would you want to film a romantic buddy comedy with, Mario Lopez or Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Go with Mario.
Okay. Who would get your vote for prom king, Will Smith or Luke Perry?
Go with Will Smith.
Okay. Whose luscious locks give you the most hair envy, Stamos or Vanderbeek?
Go with Stamos.
Okay.
Vanderbeek's my bud, but yes. I gotta go Stamos.
Whose boy band moves would you most want to steal, Timberlake or Joey McIntyre?
Going with Joey McIntyre, only because my wife had a huge crush on him.
Okay.
So we're going with Joey McIntyre.
I'm told by the other members of New Kids that he is very well endowed. You might want to know. Who would you let give you a Marie. Who would you let give you a makeover to make you more popular, Joey Lawrence or Ryan Philippe?
Whoa. I got to go with Joey Lawrence. Like the reference.
Who would you want to? Who would you choose to manage your campaign for student body president, Jaleel White or Dustin Diamond?
Tough. Yeah, I guess we'll go with Jaleel.
Okay.
All right.
Who would you choose as your trainer to make you super buff, Tyrese or Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg.
Thank you very much. There's your fantasy heartthrob squad. I love it. Finally, Maria spent over a decade lighting up the strip in her Vegas residency, Donnie and Marie at the Flamingo. It's so good. But can both of my guests predict the whims of some dudes who like to play naked poker with each other? Here's what. Let's find out with Viva Las Vegas. Okay, we pulled 37 gay dudes about things you might find in Las Vegas. You place your bet.
How many guys?
On 37 gay guys
okay.
we pulled.
All right.
You bet on which way you think the gays went with these answers, okay?
I'm answering this too.
You're both doing
okay,
this.
Okay, so
which
so we have to,
Divas like... Vegas residency is more iconic, Cher or Mariah Carey? What did the 37 gay guys say?
Cher.
Yes, they did. Cher, 84%. Which Celine Dion song has you screaming, "Yes, Queen, my heart will go on," or "It's all coming back to me now"?
My heart will go on.
Yes, that's it. It's all coming back to me now. What? I voted it's
I
my
know.
Heart will go on.
That's not right.
Which Osmond sibling better slays the stage, Donnie or Marie?
Of course you.
Yes, Marie. Thank you very much. What stage prop snatches your wig more, Gaga's giant robot or Britney's giant guitar?
Which one what?
Which snatches your wig more? Which did they like better?
The guitar.
The guitar. No, it's the robot. Which bachelorette party tradition screams basic bitch, bride squad bathing suits, or penis decor everywhere? Which is more basic?
I don't know.
The penis decor.
Yes, thank you, Marie. Yeah. Which Donnie...
That was close, though.
Which version of Donnie can get it? Puppy Love Donnie or Vegas Donnie? Which did they prefer?
Puppy Love,
yes. Thank you very much. All right, thanks for playing. That was a lot of fun. By the way, two shout-outs on Twitter. Lisa Rinna tweeted, Maurice, I want to say hi and send my love to Kim. I miss him.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And Willie Garson tweeted from Sex and the City, I don't have questions, but nothing but love, please, to my pals, Marie Osmond and MPG.
Oh,
so there you go.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you very much. Got a lot of tweets, Marie, wanting to know how your brother Jimmy's doing.
He's doing okay. My brother Jimmy had a stroke. It's been a crazy year for my family.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother Verl had like a quadruple bypass, or Tom.
Yeah.
Verl had a stroke. Jimmy had a stroke. Donnie had shoulder surgery. So
but Jimmy's doing...
He's doing okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're
all right. People were talking a lot about Elvis today. Did you know Elvis?
Yeah. Really? I know everybody has their story, but I mean, we have legitimate... he called my mom all the time. Wow. Loved her. She reminded him very much of his mom.
Wow.
And so, you know, she'd call and I'd kind of try to hear and she'd shut the door. And we'd go to Vegas and there were always a room full of flowers. Never for us, always for her.
Wow.
And, but no, he was really, you know, honestly, I think the reason our family is more open with fans through, you know, we do meet and greets. You came to Vegas and you're like, come hang out with me. And I said, I have to.
She does an 18-hour meet and greet. She never stops talking.
I said, I have to. But that's because of him, really.
Yeah.
He got very lonely towards the end. He isolated himself a lot.
Elvis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Said,
let's go to Nelly from D.C. Hey, Nelly, what's your question?
What up? Happy New Year. My question is for Mark Paul.
Okay.
From your days on Saved by the Bell, if you had a shag, marry, or kill, who would it be with Tiffany, Elizabeth, and Lark?
Oh, my gosh.
You have to shag one, marry one, kill one.
Oh, gosh. You're killing me. You're killing me. I guess I would marry Kelly.
Okay.
Because, right?
Right.
Kelly.
Right.
Probably kill Jesse.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
And shag Lisa. Right?
Yes. Okay, very good. Very good. Marie, I know all about Nutrisystem, but BLLynn71 wants to know, have you had any work done or is it simply no alcohol and good eating habits and three times a week massages?
You know, I believe in clean living.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that it really helps you. I've never smoked or drank, but I have a lot of fun, okay?
Yeah. You never did, and you never ever smoked or drank, did you? Wow. Wow.
I had many opportunities.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
I don't know. I you know, when you grow up as a kid and you see, I mean, I worked with so many people.
Right.
And I watched the ramifications. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was more of an education and more of a decision made.
Right.
I mean, there were a lot of opportunities, but I just didn't want that, you know?
Mark Paul, Lauren W. wants to know if you've ever seen Showgirls and what you thought about it.
Yeah, I've seen it. It was good.
Let's go to Elizabeth from North Carolina. Hey, Elizabeth, what's your question?
Hey, Andy Cohen, congratulations on becoming a DILF.
Yay!
Yeah. Yay! What does that stand for, Andy?
A DILF?
Yeah, what does that
a
mean?
A DILF? A dad, I'd like to...
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just making sure.
MILF, DILF?
What's your question?
Just spin on it. I want to ask Marie,
okay. You
lovely, beautiful woman. You look fantastic.
Oh, my gosh, thank you.
But I'm going to put you in a bad spot with this question.
Good.
Out of all your siblings, who do you really feel has the most talent? I mean, like...
Oh, wow. Who has the most talent of all your siblings?
And
wow.
you can't say you.
Yeah, right.
No, I would not say me. You know, I just did a show in Hawaii where I honored my four original Osmond brothers. And these guys, you know, it was their sixth decade. Two of them have retired. I got two of them out of retirement. And they've sold like 100 million records. I mean,
wow.
That's like crazy, right? And I don't think they were ever honored. And my brother Merrill is just, I mean, he still has like this awesome voice. He's a rocker.
Wow.
And he still sings fantastic. I mean, of course, I think Donnie is, you know, average. And... Donnie's very talented, but they're all talented in their own way. But I just, man, Meryl's voice is just still unbelievable.
Mark Paul, Jalen H. said, you were always my childhood crush. Who was yours?
I mean, I liked Julia Roberts, I think, was a good one.
When you were on Saved by the Bell, were you getting laid a lot?
No. That's the truth.
Is that true?
Yeah, that is truth.
You're
that
kidding is truth. Me.
Yeah. I blossomed late.
Wow.
And there was so much fruit to pick from
on
the show that there wasn't much, you know, you didn't need to go out and go to the farmer's market to pick the other fruit.
Right. All right.
You know?
All right. I can.
Well, that's a way to describe it.
Yeah, it is. I like it.
Let's you know what I'm saying, Andy?
Yeah, I do. Let's go to Lindsay from Florida. Hey, Lindsay, what's your question?
Hi, everybody. I'm just so excited to talk to Mark. I just have to say that you and Saved by the Bell had a major impact on my childhood, like so many. I even wrote you a letter about why you should marry me that my mom never mailed.
So. I got it. No, I got it. Totally got it.
Hi. but my question is, out of all the projects that you've worked on, who has been your best on-screen kiss?
Dennis Franz. Kidding.
I loved you on NYPD Blue. By the way, I loved you so much on NYPD Blue.
Seriously.
Is there any talk of...
So
they're doing a reboot, and I read today Kim Delaney's coming back.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Are you talking to them at all?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm currently on...
Yes, you're on another show. Best on-screen kiss.
Best on-screen kiss... I have to pick somebody, don't
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mary Louise Parker when I did Weeds.
Wow. All right. And I glossed over something. You said during that game we were playing at the beginning, did you date Eric Estrada?
I dated a lot of people.
Wow. That was...
We just never talked about it.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
He was very into
very
him.
Nice guy.
Yes.
I dated him,
he
too.
He liked you, really. Too.
Yeah. Mark Paul, John Durness wants to know the last time you talked to Dustin Diamond.
1994.
Yes. Okay. Very good. That's funny. Wow.
No, it's the truth. I'm not making anything up.
Yeah, no, I believe you fully. It is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to this amazing moment between Marie Osmond and me at her Las Vegas concert back in October. This was so fun. I got to dance with Marie. Which was super exciting. And you know what? It was so fun that I don't even feel bad that I tied up Donnie in a broom closet so I could take his place that night. It was awesome. Thank you, Marie. Thank you, Mark Paul. Thanks, guys. Hey, everybody. We are back with Marie Osmond and Mark Paul Gosselaar. Mark Paul's show is The Passage, premiering January 14th at 9 on Fox. Behind the bar, it's Warren and Hadija from King Kong, now playing at the Broadway Theater. Has the King Kong malfunctioned ever? All right. Marie, I'm so excited. You actually have a baby.
I do.
So excited.
So you know Marilyn, the bling lady, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. So I got her to do something for you.
Oh my God, you're kidding. We have her Snoopy bling back there. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Okay, first of all, these are two things that I love.
Oh.
This is a blinged out Snoopy and a blinged out Cardinals.
Oh.
This is really
well done.
Amazing. This kid is so lucky. I mean, I gotta tell you something. You think I could fit into this? This is amazing, Marie. I love
them. Oh, you're so sweet.
That was so thoughtful. How did you know I love the Cardinals?
I know. I watch you. I'm not stupid.
Oh, I know. I mean, wow.
No.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
You are so happy for you.
Marie, you have 8 kids. Mark Paul, you have 4 kids. What is one piece of parenting advice that you would both like to share?
Sleep
with
when they sleep.
Sleep when they sleep. Have a laugh. I love you. Let's go to Doug from Illinois. Hey, Doug, what's your question?
Hi. I just wanted to say, Andy, I love you so much.
Thank you.
I do.
Thanks.
And thank you. And thank you for that Joey McIntyre comment. I remember that about him.
Yes, yes. It's good to know. It's always good to know.
I just wanted to say to Marie, I love you so much as well. And I had the Donny Osmond doll when I was a kid, and my cousin had the Marie doll.
Well, guess what? They're right behind Marie.
Oh,
wow.
You know that those are on our set.
That cracks me up. Yeah. So, trivia. My favorite, so I've had a lot of fun awards, you know?
Yeah.
My favorite is I am the first celebrity Barbie doll.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We were born the same year, Barbie and myself.
Right.
And she's aging better, and it ticks me off.
Oh, I disagree. Thank you. Did you have a question in there, or did you just want to say that?
No, I just wanted to say that, and she left her doll at my house. We were playing, and you know I played with that Marie Osmond doll, honey.
Yes.
She didn't even have the shoes. No shoes.
Okay.
And I played with her. She was wonderful.
I love it. Thank you.
I'm glad you're happy.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Karen from Pennsylvania. Hey, Karen, what's your question?
Hi. I am fangirling so hard right now because I have been a super fan of Mark Paul Gosselaar's forever, and I think I've followed pretty much everything he's done.
Thank you.
I'm right here. My question is that I remember I want to say it was like 96 or 97, there was a rumor that you died while you were racing cars. And I'm curious, how did you react when you heard that rumor? And if you have any idea how it came about?
No, I think after the show, there was rumors every year that I died. There was a nasty rumor that Dustin Diamond and I were riding a motorcycle. I don't know who was on the front and who was on the back, but that we were together on a bike, and we died. So that would have been an interesting death, dying together with Dustin. But every year, there was like another death.
Wow.
And you didn't have social media back then, so it's not like you could clear it up with a tweet. So you kind of like lived with it for a while, and people would see you. And they go like, oh, you're alive.
You're not dead. Yeah.
You're not dead.
Let's go to Kathy from Oklahoma. Hey, Kathy, what's your question?
Yes, I was wanting to talk to Marie.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I was wanting to ask her, been a fan for 37 years.
Oh, bless you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. I was wanting to know, when is your last show that you and Donnie are going to perform in Vegas before you go off of doing the entertainment type thing of it?
We say it's every year, and then we do another year. We're kind of thinking this year. We decide 10 years and then you turn it to 11. And so we're just thinking maybe this year, but I don't know. You know, Donnie's getting old. And I don't. It's really fun.
Donnie told the Las Vegas news station that this is your last show.
Donnie has said this many years.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Honestly, we are thinking this year.
Are you two?
We were supposed to be there 6 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you two usually in sync about your decisions relating to what you want to do and tours and stuff like that?
I mean, we didn't work together for like 30 years. You know, I had country hits and, and we did Broadway, different things.
And was that weird coming back together when you did come back?
It really was. We kind of looked at each other and went, wow, you're older. And, but we thought 6 weeks, you know, we could handle that.
Right.
And here it is, 11 years now we're moving into that. So, but it's fun. And people come from all over the world, you know?
Yeah. It's what I loved about the show is, first of all, your voices are great, and you two are just great, but no irony about it. It's just a fun, entertaining show, and it's like, it is just kind of very pure, which I really like.
It is. It's an interesting room. There's lots of rooms in Vegas, but it's one of the old school rooms.
Right.
Where you're in the booze and you're really close. And when you have that kind of a room, you do a different kind of a show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of having a stage with, 40,000 dancers on it.
Yeah.
And everything.
Let's go to Bridget from North Carolina. Hey, Bridget, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I am so excited to talk to you guys. You have no idea. I wish Anderson would come to Ashton, North Carolina. That's where his family's from. Mark, I have a question. As far as Saved by the Bell goes, what is your most favorite episode and what is your least favorite episode?
Oh.
When I watch the episodes, it's like a new experience for me. So
I don't remember.
I wasn't sentimental. I didn't take anything from the set.
Did your kids watch it?
My 14 and 12-year-old are watching it. They're kind of like, they're unimpressed, but they're unimpressed about everything.
Given the amount of...
But I'm really surprised we did episodes where I played a Native American Indian.
Wow.
How did we get away with that?
Right.
No social media.
Yes.
I mean, we would have
you did a lot of things then that you...
I was going to say, given the amount that show has been rerun and repurposed and all that, do you get any kind of residuals? Who's making money off the show is what I want to know.
We're not.
You're not?
No. I mean, you were talking about yachts. I bought my yachts with the residuals and stuff like that.
No.
No, we made really bad deals, poor deals back then.
That was television back then.
That was television. Yeah. I mean,
and who would have known? And it wasn't the
and children especially. And you don't think that kind of stuff. So
yeah, it's just it is what it is, and you know you move on, you learn.
Great experience.
Right. But, right. Yeah. And here we are still talking about it. So I guess that you have a great attitude about it. Some people don't love to.
I have to tell you, seriously, we just met. I am so impressed with him. You know, I mean, I was a child celebrity. You grow up with other child celebrities, and some of them make it and some of them don't. The transition's difficult. He's awesome.
He is awesome. But the other thing about him is, and this is what I was blown away by on NYPD Blue, he's such a good actor.
Right? He is. And you know, I was thinking about this. He started performing at 5, and I was 3. What were you doing at 5?
I'm picking my nose. I mean, you know what I was doing? Playing with my Donnie and Marie dolls. That's what I was doing.
Yes. I'm just teasing.
Yes, absolutely. It's great to see both of you. Always great to see both of you. Thank you for coming. Love you so much. I'm going to see you soon. And The Passage premieres January 14th at 9 on Fox. And I can't wait to see King Kong. It was so great to see you both.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Wait, before you go, here's a sneak peek of Below Deck.
All right, I'm going to shove you off. Oh, God. Men down off the jet ski. Jet ski is still in motion.
Oh,
jeez.
Are you kidding me?
Ross, do you see Billy in the water?
F***ing hell.
The ski's still running.
You've got a jet ski weighs 900 pounds, no driver, no brakes. What the f*** is going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.